Chapter 9. Boxer. Boxer hurt his hoof in the Battle of the Windmill, and it took a long time to get better. But work started on the new windmill, and he did not want to stop. At Animal Farm, horses retired at 12. Boxer was 11, and he wanted to finish the windmill before he retired. The winter was hard, and again, most of the animals were hungry. Only the pigs and the dogs had enough to eat. Squealer explained that this was important for everybody, and all the animals believed him.
"Remember," he said, "it was worse before the rebellion. We were all slaves then."
But most of the animals did not remember. In the autumn, 31 young pigs were born. Napoleon was their father, and he ordered a special school for them near the farmhouse. The young pigs did not play with other animals, and all the pigs now wore green ribbons on Sundays. The harvest that year was good, but the farm still needed money. They needed it to build the new school and to buy new machinery for the windmill. And they needed to buy other things for the house, like sugar for Napoleon. They sold some potatoes, and they started to sell 600 eggs a week. So most of the animals still did not have a lot of food. Only the pigs were getting fatter. And one day, a strange smell came out of the farmhouse. The pigs were making beer. But there were good things too. There were a lot of songs and meetings. Once a week, everybody walked around the farm, and Squealer talked about harvests and the windmill. The sheep loved these days, and they sang, "Four legs good, two legs bad," for a long time. Boxer's hoof got a little better, and he worked harder than before. All the animals worked like slaves that year. There was work in the fields and on the windmill and on the new school. But Boxer was looking old. He worked hard, but his eyes were dark and he was getting thinner. The new grass came in the spring, but he did not get any fatter. Clover and Benjamin told him to work more slowly, but he did not listen. Late one evening in summer, two pigeons flew into the farmyard. "Boxer has fallen," they said. "He was pulling some stones up to the windmill. He's lying on his side, and he can't stand up." Many of the animals ran to the hill. Clover sat down next to Boxer. "Boxer," she said, "how are you?"
"I don't know," said Boxer. "But it's not important. You don't need me now. You can finish the windmill without me. I can retire in a month. Maybe Benjamin can retire with me."
"We must get help," said Clover. "Somebody run and tell Squealer."
The animals ran back to the farm. Clover and Benjamin stayed with Boxer, and Squealer came to see them in a few minutes.
"Oh, I'm very sorry to see this," said Squealer. "And so is Great Napoleon. We'll send Boxer to the animal hospital in the town."
"But Boxer has never left the farm," said Clover. "He must stay here."
"Boxer needs a good doctor," said Squealer. "He must go to the hospital."
After a few minutes, Boxer could walk slowly back to the farm. Clover and Benjamin helped him,
and they made a comfortable place for him to stay. For the next 2 days he stayed there, and in the evenings Clover and Benjamin sat with him.
"I'm not sorry that I'm ill," said Boxer, "and maybe I'll be better in a few days. Then I can retire and have a few quiet years. I really want to learn the next 22 letters of the alphabet."
But Clover and Benjamin had to work during the day, and they could not be with Boxer then. And it was in the middle of the day that a lorry came to take Boxer. Benjamin saw it and ran to tell the others.
"Come quickly," he said. "They're taking Boxer."
The lorry was in the farmyard. Boxer was not there, and a man was in the lorry, getting ready to drive it away. The animals ran up to the lorry.
"Goodbye, Boxer," they shouted.
Benjamin was very angry.
"Don't be stupid," he shouted. "Can't you read the words on the lorry?"
The animals were quiet for a minute. Muriel started to read, very slowly. Benjamin pushed her away and started to read for everyone.
"Alfred Simmons, dog food, horse meat. Do you understand? They're taking Boxer to his death. They're selling him to get money. He's going to be dog food."
The lorry started to move off, but the animals followed, shouting. Clover was at the front.
"Boxer!" she shouted. "Boxer! Boxer! Boxer!"
There was a small window at the back of the lorry, and suddenly Boxer's face was there, looking out.
"Boxer!" said Clover. "Get out! Get out quickly! They're taking you to your death!"
The animals were all shouting now.
"Boxer! Get out!"
Then they heard his feet kicking the inside of the lorry. When he was young, Boxer was strong enough to break the lorry door. But not now. One of the animals ran up to close the farm gate, but it was too late. In a minute, the lorry was on the road. The animals never saw Boxer again. 3 days later, Squealer talked to the other animals.
"It's very sad, but Boxer died in the animal hospital. I was with him and he talked to me. I'm sorry I couldn't finish the windmill," he said. "But remember, Napoleon is always right." Those were his last words.
Then Squealer continued.
"Some of you saw the words dog food and horse meat on the side of the lorry. Did you think Boxer was going to his death? No! It was the hospital's lorry, but they bought it from a dog food man. They didn't have time to change the name on the lorry."
The next Sunday, Napoleon said a few words about Boxer at the meeting.
"We'll always remember Boxer and the two things that he said. I will work harder and Napoleon is always right. Don't forget those two things."
The next day, a car brought a large box to the farmhouse. In the evening, the pigs were singing and dancing. They were drinking whiskey again.